Miramar Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming Lizelle Stolzer, who is the chef and co-owner of Serendipity in the Wilderness. Welcome to the show, Lizelle.
Oh, thank you. What an honor to be.
Well, it was an honor to be experiencing what you have tucked away on the Toes River, a little bit out of Cape Town, but well worth the drive. And I think you have an amazing ability with your husband, Rudolph, to bring the land and what's happening in nature into the restaurant and onto the plate. So tell me what's happening there now.
Yeah, sure. So I think in Europe at this time of the year, they talk about the death time or something like that, when there's absolutely very, very little around. It's at the end of winter, but it's before anything really starts. But we are actually very lucky. I think because our area is a very moderate climate, we've got things that are blooming, we've got things that are growing beautifully, we've got things coming into season, which maybe in other areas are not there yet. So the first thing that I must tell you is the other day I picked some aloe blooms because the aloes are just magnificent at the moment. Mm. And they are such a gorgeous thing to use. They firstly have this, when they're fresh and raw, they've got this beautiful herbaceous, almost like a fresh raw mange too, when you just crunch into that. It's got that similar texture and taste. But they've also got a beautiful little bit of a sweetness in their nectar. So I like to just put them quickly into a sugar syrup to preserve them or into a rooibos syrup, something like that. And I was musing about how everything that's in season and blooming and available now are orange and warm colors.
Oh, yes. You're right.
And how wonderful nature is, you know. So the aloe blooms, the citrus that's in at the moment, obviously we're using that. We've got num-nums, the beautiful fruit that are also starting to ripen now. And I think a lot of that is because, like I said, we've got this lovely climate. We've got a bit more sunshine than Cape Town at this time of year. So we get these fruits that are beautifully rich in vitamin C. They're so healthy, the num-num. And they've got that lovely tart sourness, which works beautifully. I'm using them at the moment. I've made a sort of similar to a ketchup, to a tomato sauce, but using num-nums instead of tomato. So it's a little bit, it's got that little bit more fruitiness. It's got a little bit of sour tang. So just gorgeous. Something else that is obviously in season and that is just so gorgeous is pumpkin. Once again, a warm color.
How
does that work?
Yes.
Yeah, again, this lovely orange. So I decided I wanted to do a type of that winter, almost that we would associate with European Christmas flavors. So
yes,
we've got a beautiful pumpkin cake, and we're serving that with a creme, a little bit like a creme anglaise, creme pâtisserie, which we made with roasted pumpkin that we add into that. And then the beautiful warm spices, you know, the cinnamon and cloves, a little bit of nutmeg and star anise into that as well. And we're pairing that with some shards of crystallized, very, very finely sliced pumpkin. And then, of course, the aloe blooms also goes onto that just as a little bit of a garnish.
Oh, I love the sound of the aloe making it to the plate. That's incredible.
Lots of fun. Something else that I'm also absolutely in love with, and I think it's probably that sort of comfort food vibe that comes through this time of year when, you know, as soon as it starts getting cold, I just want to make hearty food that is comforting and rich and that you just can feel, really like envelop yourself in the warmth. Root vegetables is one of my other favorite stars. So we're playing a little bit with a millefeuille of root vegetables that we are using. We're really starting with carrots to bring in a little bit. You know, there's a lot of sweetness in all the root vegetables. So one of the elements we decided to do was pickled carrots.
Oh,
so we thinly slice them and pickle them a bit for a little bit of tartness, sourness in there to balance. And then we've got beetroot that we've made into a lovely puree. We've got thin, instead of the pastry that you would find in a millefeuille, very, very thin crisps of sweet potato. I've got some celeriac, which I just roast until it's beautifully golden brown. And then, you know, we also always try and bring in the South African and the traditional and my heritage, which is very old Afrikaans.
Yes.
So one of our South African favorites is slaphak skienkies, which is the funniest word, because if you try and like just directly translate that, it comes to something like soft heels, which I've really researched far and wide and have not been able to find the reason why something would be called slop ox kikis. But nonetheless, it is a beautiful dish of baby onions that are usually pickled and then creamy, sometimes
mustardy,
a bit of egg yolk, mustardy sauce.
Yes.
So we're playing with that, but instead of putting slop ox kikis on the plate, we're doing a roasted baby onion, which we do with a little bit of mustard and so on, and then we make that into a lovely smoky puree.
Lizelle, you have inspired me to come back to Wilderness. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Such a pleasure. Lovely chatting.
That was Lizelle Stolzer, chef and co-owner of Serendipity in Wilderness. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to the bar. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.